Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, Jody Higgins, and Sue Fields Dalamonte. And tonight we're looking at the subject of anger. And how do we handle this red-hot emotion? So I'm going to turn that over to Jody and Sue, see what their takes on this subject is. And with that, whoever wants to take it, go for it.
Okay. I'll go first if you don't mind.
Don't get angry.
Hi, everybody. This is Sue. A lot of people think that when you are spiritual or religious that you're not supposed to get angry. You're not supposed to show any anger for anything. You're just supposed to be a docile nitwit that doesn't have any emotions. And life doesn't work that way. There is justifiable anger, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with reacting to that. If you are out somewhere and you see a child being abused and that angers you, you have every right to speak up. If you see an elderly being abused or an animal being abused or littering, I mean, anything that it is out there that really resonates with you and gets you angry and it's justifiable anger, it's fine to speak up. Never do anything to deliberately inflict pain on another human being, ever. That's not acceptable. But there is justifiable anger out there, and we have to decide with ourselves and our own morals and our own values, is this a fight that I want to fight? And I have an example of myself, well, two examples actually, of what I felt in my life was justifiable anger. As I was going into a grocery store, it was a few years ago, there was a huge woman, and I live in the country, so they build them big out here. She was probably three times my size and had a little tiny lady with her, probably in her 70s. At least, and very obviously mentally impaired. And this woman shoved both of her fists in the middle of this little old lady's back and screamed obscenities at her and shoved her through the door. Well, I approached her. I could not stand by and watch that. And I said what I had to say. We ended up having to call the law in because it was elder abuse. There was another time I saw a man abusing a dog. I will not stand by and see an animal be abused. I don't care who it's by. And I got angry and I voiced my opinion on that. So if it's something that really speaks to you that is against your morals and your values, it's absolutely, in my opinion, okay to deal with your anger. Anger is a natural emotion, just like happiness or sadness or anything, any other emotion that we deal with. So acknowledge it, deal with it, and then let it go. Don't dwell on it. Because just like anything else that's negative, if you dwell there, it brings more into your life. But absolutely, if something angers you, stand up for yourself. Don't allow yourself to be a doormat for anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. But that's just a little bit of my take on it. What do you think, Jody?
Oh, I think anger is really difficult to deal with. I think a lot of people speak very quickly when they're angry. I think a lot of people take their anger out on the wrong people. And I think a lot of people don't know how to express it in a healthy way. I think a lot of folks, myself included, have a hard time feeling like they are safe to own their emotions or that it's okay to recognize or even show how they feel. And that starts moving into the direction of what are your boundaries and how much do you put yourself first? Who do you love more? Because I have found that when I'm angry, I have a hard time expressing it because I don't want to hurt the other person. But that doesn't do anything for either of us. It leaves me feeling like I don't matter, and it's certainly not going to help the person that I'm feeling anger towards because it's going to hurt our relationship. So I have worked really hard at voicing my anger in a way that doesn't hurt the other person and that feels safe, because a lot of times when you're angry and the other person's angry, it's hard to, you know, it's hard. It's just difficult to feel like it's okay to say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I need right now. And especially because anger can tend to go back and forth, right? So
yes.
I wanted to share a few things I found online that seem to be healthy ways of dealing with anger or expressing. The one that, of course, we all know is think before you speak. It's so hard to stop and think, and it's easy to say something you'll regret later. And that is my biggest thing that I have paid attention to from the time I was a little girl. And it sounds kind of silly today, but you know, when I was like 13, I remember flipping through a magazine, and it was probably too grown up of a magazine, like Cosmopolitan or something of that sort, 17 magazine. And it was an article that said how to fight fair with your boyfriend. And the first thing it said was don't say something that you can't take back. And this is something that has served me well from a girlfriend who had colored my hair and it turned out orange, right down to arguments with my husband, that if you say something you can't take back, you can cause permanent damage. Hair can be fixed. It can be redyed. But
right.
You can't fix somebody's heart once you break it. You don't get that trust back, and you don't get the ability for them to be vulnerable back once they lose the trust. The other thing I think that is really important for people to pay attention to is when you're angry and that other person says, we need to stop right now, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. The mouth needs to zip. It's really hard, and you have to do some way of dealing with it, either walk away and take a time out, or go to the bathroom and close the door, pop a joke, and then think about it, or even write things down. Go to a separate room and sit down and write, because I personally find when I'm angry, I want my chance to talk, but the other person wants to talk too, and I don't get to say what's really going on in my head. And so to take a break and go to two different separate places and write down what you're really mad about and get rid of the stuff that's really just stupid and reactionary and getting down to the meat of what really is bothering you, and then coming back with this, you can often really deal with anger well that way. And I think it's important knowing how to deal with it. And I completely agree with you, Sue, that especially as a person who is spiritual, I hold myself to a different standard. It's really difficult for me to say I'm not happy with you. And then it's hard for me to take healthy action if I'm not happy about something. So anger is really, I think it's a really difficult thing to work through, but once you figure it out and you know how to make it work, which is really about setting up healthy boundaries, I think you're in good shape. It's just hard getting there.
Right.
That's my opinion.
That's a really good point, you guys, both of you. I'll just jump in real quick, too, if you guys are...
Sure.
All your thoughts out there. I was thinking really hard about this in the wake of the murders in Toronto that just happened. I don't know if you guys heard this on the news, but
Yeah, that was
guy
horrible.
Tied into. Yeah, so and so I had the CBC radio on all day, and I'm hearing that they had call-in shows all day. And quite honestly, I've been like bawling my eyes out on and off all day long listening to different people talking and whatnot. There's amazingly little anger, and a couple of callers were like angry, but most people, it wasn't anger. But it got me thinking a lot about anger. And I was thinking about the difference between being angry, holding space for that anger, because it's there. You've got to deal with it. You hold space for that anger and allow it to be without allowing it to control you. And I came down to the difference between losing your temper and being angry. And I think I've never been in a single situation where losing my temper made things better. But that didn't mean I was not angry. And I guess what it does boil down to with everything in life is it's not what happens to you. It's not the feelings you have. It's how you handle them.
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference, I think. I find when I'm
Absolutely.
Angry, I have to... Yeah, it's so true. And I find when I'm angry and I'm having that... I'm holding space for that emotion... Sometimes the work I have to do, it's every minute I have to stop the thought. And sometimes it's minute by minute by minute to stop those thoughts. But if you're persistent, they do go and you do get in control of them. That doesn't make the anger go away, doesn't justify anything. It just frees you from that energy, which can be a real chain around your energetic field. So, yeah, keep your temper. Nobody wants it, but hold that sacred anger as your spirit telling you where your boundaries lie. And then, yeah, a soft anger, a soft answer turns away wrath, it is said. So I think you speak your truth. And, you know, as you guys say, don't hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to call, as Ryan would say, you got to call a spade a spade.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you find a way to do that without leaving carnage and shrapnel and stomped on hearts, because people will always forget what you were, what we did, whatever, but they will never forget how you made them feel. So,
right.
Maya Angelou is so right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love
it. It is
so
much. True.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those instances, if you don't acknowledge the anger and if you don't deal with it, you hold on to it, that's when the temper flares, and that's when hurtful and hateful things are said and done.
Yeah, you'll blow up over a piece of cheese rather than the thing that's actually bothering you. Yeah, it's
if a person is extremely vicious to you and telling lies about you and being horrible, and you say, listen, I don't like that. You should never have said this about me. You should never have done this. You should never have done that. This is what you're making me feel. And you deal with it, you confront it, you let it go. But if you don't acknowledge what that person has done or said, and you hold on to that feeling, and you let it fester, just like a wound that gets infected, the longer you let it go, the worse the infection gets, and then it explodes, and it's not just the hurtful things that person said at that time that you get angry about. You let your temper go, and it's everything under the sun that comes out that shouldn't have come out.
And a lot of time, I think people will throw everything under the sun in there if they're angry with someone else at the time.
You
can tend to go too far. It's really easy. I have a situation right now with one going on, and I feel like the writing is on the wall that this relationship may end.
And I understand that. I just recently went through a situation where somebody that I have known for many, 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 many years went behind my back and told a couple of other people lies about me and about another individual. And the one person they told the lies to does not know us, or doesn't know me anyway, and pretty much threw me under the bus when the other person was lying completely about everything.
Right, and so
and I did get angry. I was angry. I was hurt. I was disappointed. And I just chose to remove them from my life. But
yeah,
if the situation comes up again and this individual does the exact same thing, I will confront them on it. Because it's not right.
Don't make an Aries mad, boy.
Oh,
no.
We're fire things. We'll burn you.
We'll get you, boy. Listen, you guys, Ryan's joined us. So,
hey, Ryan. How are you, my guy?
Welcome.
Sorry for being late there. I was putting together my kiddos' bunk beds, and I lost track of time. And so that's how that works.
That's okay.
We're
really
angry.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not angry. So who am I talking to on air?
You have Sue, Lynn, and Jody.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got. Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Yeah, we were just talking about the topic. We didn't bring in a caller yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, anger. In my opinion. Is the antithesis of love, and we are here on this 3D Earth plane to experience what anger. If you don't know, how should I put it this way? Anger is my spirit team is telling me boundary control.
That's what I was just talking about, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that because I just chimed in here. Yeah, it's a boundary control or the lack of, and when you have two people who are locking horns and button heads, that's not a bad thing. It's actually when you lock horns with someone, you actually have pretty good fences. It's like a ram. It's like a ram striking a fence. And good, and the ram doesn't get anywhere, and that's not a bad thing. It's about having strong fences, because if you get angry at someone, and you let them get to you, then you become depressed, and all those negative energies seep through those boundaries, and it really affects the person.
Yep.
Then you have your anxiety, your panic attacks. All the negative energy start seeping into your energy field, and then over time it manifests into something physical, like cancer, disease, what have you, migraines, headaches, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, anger is a natural human emotion that, in my opinion, it's okay to be angry. Jesus Christ wasn't a perfect soul either. Although he's an ascended master healer, he got angry. He had to have some tough skin to deal with those 12 buttheads. You know, because everyone. I didn't say that out loud.
There's a good example too when the people had idols in the church and they were throwing dice for money and gambling. He threw all the tables over. Exactly.
And just for the caller's knowledge, there were more than 12 disciples. There were also women disciples, but over the ages they washed it out, because back then, I'm getting too deep here, but back then there was a male-dominated society, so women weren't talked about that much. But anyways, Jesus got angry, and he's like, you sons of guns, listen to me. And he had some thick skin. And he has a right to be angry, because he's like, I know what I'm talking about, and you guys aren't listening. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with anger, because sometimes you have to get angry at someone to kind of slap them across the face and say, wake up, wake up. Now, that's different than anger in a malicious way. you know, someone looks at you sideways, you take your key and you go scratch their car. That's malicious, you know, or something like that. I think there are different modalities of anger. Anger of not listening, anger of the person being passionate about what they do and say, you're wrong, I know you're wrong, I'm trying to correct you, you're not listening, I'm angry, versus being angry from a different angle. So there's a multifaceted emotions with that. So, I hope that helps. And you're right, Jody. The Bible portrays Jesus as being holier than thou. He was human, just like everyone else.
That's right.
He did his business. He took a crap, and you know he was just a human being, and he got sorry about that, callers. But no, he was a regular. Oh, we're going to combine anger with laughter tonight. I like that. he was a human being like every other person, but he had advanced abilities in the arts, sciences, and technologies of healing and manifestation. That was the only difference. So with that, thank you, and I apologize for being late.
Oh, that's okay.
So
we're
glad
not
you made.
Angry or anything. She's an Aries.
I'm not angry. I'm just so thankful he joined us.
Yeah, that's lovely. So, guys, we're going to, I think we should jump into calls because we've got people waiting. And I think, would you agree that 330 is our first caller?
586 is our first one, Lynn.
Oh, dude, I just picked it up. Wait a minute. Maybe I got lucky. Yeah, my mouse didn't work. Which one is it? 586.
Six.
All righty. There we go. Hi, 586. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Hello, this is Tara.
Hi, Tara. Is that C-H-A-R-A?
T-A-R-A.
Tara, thank you. All righty. Welcome. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, so kind of a general question.
Tara is the person who I mentioned to you about calling in earlier.
Okay, right. Hi, Kara. Okay, Jody did clue us in. So, go ahead and put your situation out there.
Sure.
Kara. Okay. Sorry. can you hear a light? Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so for the past couple years, my mom has been in a pretty bad place. My aunt and my cousin were murdered, and the murder remains unsolved to this day. So right now, I'm trying to seek options for her and maybe some more information and something that will help not her cope, but not only that, but bring a little bit more information to light about maybe what had happened or who is responsible.
Okay, we were just saying, Tara, just before the show, that we'll be happy. I mean, sorry, Sue, I shouldn't speak for you, but I said to Jody, I'd be happy to do a session for you. Because I don't think we can give the proper weight to this on just in a short time on the air. Okay. And I'll do that for free. No problem. Okay. And if Sue wants to join us, we'll talk to you after the show about that. Cause that's a little bit deep to go, in a very short time for you. Okay, love. We can give you what we pick up for your mom in her mental condition. She's got terrible PTSD, I'm picking up. Everything in my energy field is speeding up when I tap this. So if you don't mind, if Sue or Jody or Ryan want to take this, I'm just going to write down what I get. Okay?
I can go ahead and go first. Hi, Tara. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Who was it that found your aunt and your cousin?
It was the building manager.
Building manager? Okay.
Yep.
Was your mother supposed to be with your aunt or talk to your aunt or something around the time that this happened?
Yeah, she definitely blames herself and wanted to be around more.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where I'm picking up, like Lynn said, a lot of guilt and PTSD over the situation. They don't have any suspects?
They had one. Yeah, they had one, but so far...
Was it a very close male connection to the family?
Not to the family, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Like a good friendship or something. I am getting that it is somebody with a very close connection.
To her, yeah, to my aunt, but not to the rest of the family, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, I meant your aunt and your cousin.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's okay. No, I should have been more clear, too. I feel that it's all going to come out in the end, and they're going to find out who did this and why. Your poor mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot that I can say, but I don't think I should say it on the air. Oh, boy.
Sue, are you okay with an off-air session?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
I would love to join that with you. And, Tara,
yes.
What I'll do is I'll contact them and get some times, and we'll connect with you. And I will arrange a conference call, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I am picking up a lot of stuff, but I really don't want to go on the open air with it.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's totally understandable.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm getting names here, and I don't want to say them on the air, so we'll keep this for...
I've got
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, sorry about that, guys, but, yeah, it's too icky to do on air, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick
keep going.
Can we ask Tara if she has any personal questions for herself she'd like to ask?
Yeah, good idea.
Can be anything in the world that you're curious about for your life, Tara.
Okay. I appreciate that. You don't have to do this. I guess I'd like to know, I'm really in a strange place with my career. I'm looking for a new position. I haven't been able to secure anything, and I really don't know what my next move is. So I guess I'm just wondering more about that, like where my path might take me.
Yeah. Anybody else seeing flowers here?
Yes, I was just going to say I'm seeing a big flower field.
Yeah.
Like a big field full of yellow flowers.
Yes. Yeah. Flowers, very cool. It could be like the Wizard of Oz, but not poppies, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes, I was
what
hearing
does that
new,
mean,
new beginning and then seeing just a field full of yellow flowers.
Yeah, that daisies signify fresh starts, so that could be it. So, but yeah,
okay.
flowers right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Great. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't like to grow. New beginning,
sorry,
a fresh start, growing.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, that's just what, really what I'm hoping for, hoping to make a transition soon, and I'm also looking for something fresh and new, so I'll keep you guys informed if it happens.
Yeah, please do. Well, yeah. Jody, Ryan, how do you guys, anything you guys pick up?
I see growth, and I feel like she can control it. It's either going to, she can have it where she's at right now, but I also feel like if she left the company she's at, she could have growth there as well. And I almost feel like it could even be something completely new and different for her. Management, I see management of people.
Okay, great. Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate your insight.
Yeah. Hey, Tara. How you doing, Tara?
Good. Fine. How are you? Hey, Ryan.
I am fan-damn-tabulous. Thank you for asking. Scanning your energy field here on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual planes. I got a little buzz on my pineal gland. So from the spiritual level. Your angels and guides want you to open up to your abilities. You're almost there, and you know that. That's not news to you. On the mental and emotional levels, deep down inside, you cannot wait for these murders to be solved. And once they are solved, then you can move on with your life and get to you where you want to go in your career. But right now, that's kind of blocking you. I'm picking up some interference with that. So, rest assured that it's kind of a lesson for you to learn in patience. I'm picking up the word patience. So it's in the back of your mind, all this malicious stuff did happen, but your higher self says, I need for this to be put to bed, solved, so I can move on. Mentally, so I could focus on my career, because you're sharp as a tack. You're a very, very sharp and beautiful woman, and it's going to come to you, but in the back of your mind, you need that peace. You need that peace, and you need to see this, and you want to see these people behind bars, and it will happen, okay? I need you to work on releasing your bitterness, because my upper jaw muscles are tense, so you do a lot of clenching of your teeth. You hold back a lot. And you're also an empath, okay? And so take yourself some Epsom salt baths. Get in touch with a healer, and get your seven chakras spinning and balanced again. You're fairly grounded, but it's the upper ones that I got the chronic. I'm not trying to be a negative Nellie here, I apologize. But it's your second and third chakras bleeding up to your fourth chakra that kind of need a little bit of grease and lube to get them spinning again. And, you know, that ain't hard to do. Get in touch with any energy healer and they can get you all squared away. But besides that, yeah, you know, you're running a pretty tight ship. I mean, just drop your shoulders because you're a little tense. Coincidentally, I'm not picking up a lot of muscle tension behind your neck, which is good. But yeah, go out for those nature walks. And do you have a sun gaze?
Do I have a what? I'm sorry.
Sun gaze.
Sun gaze?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so the sun god Ra, okay, was the ancient Egyptians used to call it. It takes a little bit of practice, okay? For about 30 seconds, well, you have to kind of build up to it. Look up sun gazing on Google, okay? And just at the crack of dawn, stare at the sun. But you have to do it in intervals, okay? You don't want to go blind doing it. So study it, Google it, and it's refreshing. Get your super conscious back to the divinity
through what common practice is, look up blue solar water, okay?
Okay.
And very specific, yeah, very specifically, that's under the auspices of Dr. Hen Liu, who is under the Hawaiian practice, healing practice of Ho'oponopono. So do yourself a solid, get yourself some, and get yourself some blue glass bottles with a non-metal cap to it, and you fill that with tap water, and you put it out in the sun, and the sun god Ra will, you can leave it out there for a few hours. The longer you leave it out there, you taste that water, it'll taste sweeter.
Okay, that's interesting.
And that's what
I,
they're telling me. Yeah, well, I've been doing it for a couple of years, and I'm not understanding the relevance of why they're telling me this, because I don't have the ability to talk to angels and guys. Your angels and guys right now, they're not stepping forward to me, but it's coming to me as I'm auto writing here, scribbling a smack, because they talk a million miles a second here. I'm just trying to. Can't read my own scribble. So look into that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Yeah. I mean, while I think we all need to practice patience, I definitely know that's one of my. It's definitely tough for me, and I need to practice it a little bit more. I hold a lot of tension as well. So. I appreciate that insight.
Get yourself a mouth guard because you grind your teeth a lot at night through no fault of your own, because you're one of the dumping grounds for negative energies in your body happens to be your mouth. Because my muscles are very, very sore right now, so I'm gonna have to release that. But so that's one thing that you can work on. So take your Epsom salt baths, give everything to the divinity. Meditate, and you should be golden, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll try to be more mindful.
There you go.
Wow. Lovely. Thank you. So, Tara, we will be in touch with you after the show sometime, and we'll do that reading for you. Okay, love?
Thank you all, and
okay.
Take care.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful night.
Beautiful night.
Okay, Sue, where are we going next?
I believe 330 was the next caller.
All righty then. We got 330. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we take your name, please? Hi, 330. Are you with us? Was that Vanessa?
I believe so.
All right. Well, let's pop her back on hold. And we'll move on to, let's see, 860 is our friend Laura, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, I'm not touching that. Okay, let's move to, okay, hi 248, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please? What sort of game is being played here? All right, we'll put 248 on hold again. And let's try 805, shall we?
I told
Hi,
you.
I'm here.
Hi, good. 805.
Hi.
Lovely.
This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Right. That's fantastic. All righty, have you got a question for us?
Well, I wanted to know about love life and finances. I'm not working, but I do get my Social Security. I'm 63, but
okay.
It's not enough to go on a trip or anything. So I enter a lot of sweepstakes and things like that. And I have been lucky in the past. I won a BMW. I won a trip to Taiwan, Tahoe, Hawaii. So I do win. So
cool.
I'd like another windfall to come in.
Throw us some of your luck.
Okay. You got to enter, girls.
People keep asking us, if you guys are psychic, why don't you get the lottery numbers? And we're like, don't you think we've tried?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's probably for our own good, but, you know. Yeah, well, anyone want to go on this one?
I need a minute.
Okay.
Well, you know what, Donna? I'm just going to... I haven't got everything down yet, but the first thing I get is just hilarious. I am hearing the song Matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof. You know the song I mean?
Oh. No.
Sure you do. Yeah? Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, I know Fiddler on the Roof. I guess if I heard the song, I'd know which one it was.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Ring
yes.
a bell?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
That's the song that's coming in. And
oh.
I don't think it's talking about your love life. I think it's talking about a sideline for you.
Okay.
How does that grab you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered not a matchmaker thing so much, but a social connecting of people, like a social club or
Well, I just
something.
Joined a meditation group on Meetup, and then
yeah.
Road Scholars. I got a scholarship with Road Scholars. In September, I go to the Redwoods for 7 days. I'm going to
okay.
stay at the Medicine Buddhist Temple, and we're going to be learning a lot of new stuff. And yeah, and we're
okay.
going to be in the Redwoods. So,
yeah, well, I see you kind of like in a leadership position, but a you'd start doing something cool and other people start doing something cool with you, right? And I think something like that is going to lead to like a little sideline, something you can monetize without being a capitalist jerk, right?
Uh-huh.
So it feels like a nice way to come. Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading a message from Sue. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I see that being like a little monetary sideline for you somehow. Right.
Okay.
And, yeah, don't worry about the romance. Holy cow, I think you're going to have, like, I can see a box of chocolates here. So I don't think
no.
you're going to have any trouble. I think you're going to have choice of people. I think you draw people to you like a firefly, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just do your thing. I think you're on a great path. It feels nice. It feels all magic carpety and floaty. Just keep doing what you're doing. You have lovely energy, Donna. And with that, I'm going to pop you over to,
thank
I guess,
you.
Sue, Jody. You are so welcome. You, Sue
okay.
or Jody or Ryan?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Donna. This is Sue. I was
Hi.
Picking up a lot of the same things that Lynn was picking up, like a hobby or something along that line that you could do, an interest that's going to start bringing money in for you. And just lots of fun and adventure. That's what I was getting, just smiles and sunshine and happiness.
Yeah.
But,
oh, good.
Yeah, stay with what
very
you're
nice.
Doing and concentrate on one of your hobbies that you really enjoy doing, and you're going to be able to bring in some bucks with it.
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay.
Yeah, but I'll pass you off on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, this is Jody. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Jody.
So I also feel like things are going to open up, and I feel like right now you're in a really good place with not working. It feels to me like you feel pretty secure about finances, so you want money to come in. I think that it feels like you're real consistent and steady right now. And I see everything sort of opening up. I'm sorry, does somebody have something going on in the background? I can't hear real well at all.
I can't.
Like
hold on. It's like a wind tunnel.
Let me
it's
step
like
over
tunnel.
Here. I'm outside.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
There.
Then.
Is that any better?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, there you go.
Good. I feel like you're in a really. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can now.
Uh-huh.
You were muted again for some reason.
Oh, I wonder
huh.
what's going on.
I don't know.
Okay.
Gremlins.
Gremlins. Okay, so I'll just start in here at the beginning, okay, Donna?
Okay.
What I feel like is you're in a really good, consistent place right now. I know you don't want to be not working, but financially, I feel like it's been nice and steady, and that I don't see any big pitfalls coming up for you with this, okay? I feel like it's going to be consistent and steady. I also feel like although what you were doing before you liked, you're hoping that things will open up for you with something else. And so I agree with them that there's something else you love more or something that you would like to be doing going forward that is going to come forward for you. And I keep seeing a funnel where you're at the small points of the funnel and then the hot tunnel opens up and you're just getting wider and wider and wider, meaning it feels to me like more coming in, more happiness, more joy, more everything, just more. And the whole word in capital letters is what I see. Now, did you say you're hoping for someone to come into your life?
Yes, I am. Yes. I've been by myself now for 7 years.
Okay. And you have really kind of been enjoying your own space.
I have.
It's going to be real hard to share your space because I feel like you've been very content. So my advice to you is that when someone comes in, it's going to have to feel real comfortable. And I think that it will. I think someone's going to come in and it's just going to effortlessly and seamlessly slide into your life. Now, it feels to me like it could, you know, like the matchmaker thing she was talking about, that could be a great thing. And I feel like you need to get out more. You need to be out. You need to be active. And that will help you bring that person in. But make sure that you are doing things that you absolutely love so that when you meet this person, you have something in common that is amazing. Okay? This is kind of your year. I feel like 2018 is your year. The next 6 months, you are going to have a lot of fun. And what I want to say to you is, manifestation in our life is everything. You're living in a good place. That is part of manifesting. And if you listen to Esther Hicks, do you know who that is?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay, so if you want to listen to her videos on YouTube, I remember listening, and they talk a lot about abundance. And believing that abundance is yours is 9/10 of the problem. The other part of it is, if you don't know how the money is coming in, it's really easy to worry. So what her advice is, if all you're going to do is worry when you think about the situation, then don't think about the situation. And I feel like that is where you're at right now. Don't even worry about it. Just expect it to come in. That doesn't mean don't take action. It just means let God take care of it and do the things that you love. And the abundance will follow. Okay? I have this happen a lot with people when I'm reading, that we tell them, or that I tell them, don't follow the things that are going to make the money. Follow the things that make your heart happy. Because when you do what you love, the money will always follow. Okay?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. And I feel like this is a big turning point for you. Things have changed from your younger years where things have felt like maybe not a struggle but much more difficult. It's all turning.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you are – I feel like the next 5 years that you step into yourself, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do you get sore throat?
No.
There's something about your throat or your neck or your chest, your neck muscles feeling tight to me. And
the neck muscles.
Okay, so I think the physical can represent things that are going on inside of you, meaning your throat chakra is shut down and shut off, and that is usually about speaking your piece And, of course, tonight our topic is perfect for you because we are talking about anger. So if it's difficult for you to express your emotions, specifically anger, do some work around clearing that chakra. I'm sure Ryan will have some information for you on that. I'm also getting something at the root chakra, but you're working on the root chakra because that's about finances and stability and foundational type stuff. But I feel like speaking your piece and holding your own space is very important. So stay on top of that. Ryan, do you have some stuff for Donna?
Thank you.
Hey, Donna. Hey, Donna, how you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm good.
They all nailed it very, very good. And Jody is right there because my fourth chakra is in a vice right now, you know, like a vice that squeezes you. I'm having a hard time today. Yeah, I got some pressure. She just nailed it because I was feels like I have got clamps on my throat right now. It's hard for me to speak. I got to release this.
Thank you for the validation.
Whenever I read people's energy fields, I have to draw my own boundaries because I feel what they feel, and I'm like, why is my voice box so sore right now? And I had to, and then so you put it together, so I appreciate that, Jody. Donna. So from looking at the forest from the trees, your original question was love life and finances. Right now, you're the biggest, and not to start off on a negative thing here, but my spirit team always calls a spade with me. Anxiety, which is an emotional plane issue, is something that is something that you need to work on development wise. Okay, you need to let things go. Okay, I also got cold feet. You're an cold feet in the sense that you're an introvert. You're a very shy woman. I don't know why I wrote this down, but I wrote this down. I don't know too much about this website, but I wrote down eHarmony and I wrote down Match. Have some fun doing the online dating thing because you're a naturally shy woman. And through no fault of your own, that's where you're born. And build up control. Was that a horn?
Yeah, I'm at the harbor, Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
they're having sailboat races, so I came out to watch the sailboats, and I thought I'd give you all a call as well.
I'm hearing wind and I'm hearing horns, so I'm jealous because here in Wisconsin, it's like we just got a snowstorm over here last week. So, but in any case,
my God.
Donna, I would encourage you to, like the other psychic said, venture out, try the online stuff, build yourself a profile, and you'll be surprised with what you find. And there's not much more I can add to from the finances standpoint, but you know, other than the fact that as I'm scanning your chakras right now, they're pretty much spinning, but it's your fifth chakra that's a little jacked up. And your fifth chakra basically is a failure to speak your truth. So Donna needs to work on being Donna, and you'll find that when in terms of your love life. When you are on the dating circuit, that men will appreciate you for that because they'll see the genuine Donna come out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll try that, definitely.
Well, no, don't try it, just do it.
Just do it. Well, that's
fine. Well, no, I'm serious because my spirit team always calls a spade, and I don't talk through a filter. They're telling me to you to suck it up and do it. And
okay.
This is a lesson for you in shaking your status quo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lesson for you in saying, well,
this in my current state, it obviously isn't working, so I need to rock the boat a little bit and change things around a little bit. Maybe when you open the cupboard, you have your plates on the left-hand side, the bowls on the right-hand side. Maybe take the bowls and put them on the left-hand side, put your plates on the right-hand side. Shake it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Go, you know, change up your routine. Change things up a little bit, what they're telling me. Is that, you know, and as far as your finances, all the other psychics are correct. When you find something that you're in love with and what you do, with your passion, money will flow to you. It's a law of attraction. It's abundance. And when you think the negative energies of, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I am not wealthy, I am poor, well, guess what's going to happen?
You're going to get
Captain,
less money?
Not to be Captain Obvious here, but you're oh, I'm so poor, or I'm so, I'm not going to win the lotto. Well, then you're not going to do it. You know, so you have to do the I am. That's what,
yeah.
And that goes back to Moses and the burning bush, not to the biblical terms of when Moses says to God, who should I call you? God said, I am that I am. So, I am is a very powerful term. I am rich. I am in love. I am wealthy. I am all that stuff. So you have to start filling your mind with the I am positive. And that's how that works.
Okay? I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right,
well,
that's all I've got.
That's fabulous. Well done. Okay. Yeah, go Donna. What was when Ryan was talking, I was thinking of Yoda, you know. Do or do not, there is no try. Yeah, that one always challenges you, and you're like, geez, I can't go halfway. Oh well. Anyway, Donna, thanks so much for calling in. Let us know
so
how it
goes. That. Thank you very much.
Well, love and light, have a lovely evening. Okay, where are we going next? I'm going to try 850 again, I guess, eh?
Okay.
850, you're on with Divine Connections.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi there. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Mike.
Hiya, Mike. So what can we do for you?
I have a question. I wanted to know, I've been on a spiritual journey for a while, and, you know, I've learned a lot about myself through meditation, and, you know, I've learned a lot about forgiveness, and over the last couple weeks, after I meditate, it's going to sound really strange, but I have, like, bad, I'm not going to call them nightmares or things, but I wanted to know if maybe you could shed some light on that, or, you know, if there was anything meaning or anything like about that, you know, if I should just stop meditating, or I don't know what to
do
about, you know what I mean? Like,
did you say stop meditating?
I don't know if
Mike?
I should stop, you know, like it's helped me so much, you know, meditation.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know, Ryan, do you want to,
Mike, so, sorry to butt in there on your question. This is Ryan. You're going through clips of past lives. Those aren't nightmares. Those are scenes of past lives that have gone unresolved, and you're experiencing them carryovers in this lifetime. So, when that's your soul, and when you sleep, I'll be very clear about this. When you astral travel, you go to the fourth dimension. Okay. Sometimes you can go to the higher dimensions in specific cases, but, you know, the fourth dimension is the astral plane, and that's where them nightmares are happening that you're experiencing. And, from time to time, your guides and angels will reduce their vibrational frequencies from the sixth and seventh dimensions down to the fourth to meet you there to help you out. But your nightmares, That's
and you're not doing anything wrong by meditating, Mike. Okay, that's a good practice. What I would suggest you do is get a hold of. Here are some tips and clues. Get a hold of someone who does Akashic records reading. Do the Ho'oponopono, and a healer, and that should wash away what you're experiencing when you're in that state. Does that make sense?
It does, because you know there was the meditation. It is such a weight lifter, or you know, it's lifted so much weight from me because, you know, I feel like so renewed. That, you know, I wish I could feel this good a lot. You know what I mean? Like 15 years ago. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh! I wish everybody could experience it. You know what I mean? And they can. You know what I mean? But I can't explain it because I carried around so much guilt of, you know, just family things and, you know, I mean, past things. And then when I found meditation, it was like an open door that just, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Well, let me give you a quick, one minute snapshot into my personal history here. My previous life, I was an airline mechanic in 1950. I had reoccurring dreams about someone trying to kill me, and then I killed them. Reoccurring dreams, okay? I got a hold of an Akashic Records reader and who read my previous lives, and they said, Ryan, these reoccurring dreams that you're having, which were they were truly nightmares, and they wouldn't go away, they said, in 1950, I was 30 years old, and the people online and the psychics know this already, but I'll repeat this for you. I slept with my brother's wife at the time, and he lost his job. He found out that I slept with his wife, and he tried to kill me. It didn't work, so I killed him. After I killed him, I committed suicide, and that was, you know, and I still have children living to this day from that lifetime. My dreams happened, my recurring dreams happened, and my nightmares happened because my brother that I killed in that lifetime is my brother-in-law today. And when I found out about my Akashic Records of my previous lives, I went to my brother-in-law today, which was a couple of years ago, and I said to him, I apologize for what I did, and I love you. And right when I said that, probably a few days later, them reoccurring dreams ended. Done. Over with. It was resolved. He goes, I love you too. And, you know, it was very, very powerful. It was like, wow. And but he was in my soul group. Okay, so you might have some connection there. So that's why I encourage you to get in touch with someone who's an expert in doing the Akashic Records in the previous lives, because you may have some unfinished business that your soul said when you passed over, when you crossed over to the light, and you came into this lifetime, Mike, you might have some luggage that you need to deal with to resolve that. And you know, does that make sense so far?
It really does.
I would encourage you to get some help. And you can, I can give you some references for some very, very excellent mediums. If you want to email me, my email is healingthroughspirit@gmail.com, and I can get you squared away and get those nightmares resolved for you.
Okay, I will. I will email you.
So, all right.
Great.
Sorry, that
All right,
took
thank
longer
you
than
very
a minute.
Much.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry about that, guys. That took longer than a minute.
Don't worry, Ryan. You're almost turning Canadian. You apologize so much, dude. You're Jody.
You betcha, eh?
Sorry, eh?
All
right.
Let's go take a song off.
All right. Sue or Jody, how are you doing there?
I want to ask Mike. Mike, do you feel like your heart is breaking?
Yes.
I feel it really strongly. I feel like your heart chakra is just way thrown out of proportion right now, and like your heart is really heavy. I feel like this is related to a specific situation, either a love, the loss of a love, or a death of someone you love. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There's a lot of a family. You know, my mother. You know, there's a lot of unresolved problems with my mother.
Okay. Well, I'm getting like, I keep getting 3 months. So I feel like you either get resolution or you get a little more lighthearted within 3 months. But the heaviness is something you can choose to do something about. Make sure you're not carrying pain that isn't yours. And I'm feeling a little like the stuff that Ryan was talking about with past lives, there may be some energy around that that relates to your mom or your family. And so working on clearing it could help that situation. This feels very heavy to me. I feel like right now you're not sleeping, which isn't only attributable to the nightmares, but also to the depression or sadness you're feeling. And you're going to have to work hard for a while here at really feeling happy. I suggest that you do things to raise your vibration rather than allowing darkness, sadness, negativity to settle in. So that is having the go-to playlist of happy music that makes you want to dance, opening off the curtains in the house and letting the sun in, sleeping when you can, since you're not sleeping well, and doing anything that will raise your vibration. It's going to be real hard that you make an active choice to not allow this to hurt your heart anymore or to hurt your health, okay? I feel
okay.
Sluggishness, like in your legs. This is slowing you down and keeping you move forward. And maybe in some other areas where things are sort of status quo, it feels to me like you're choosing to not move forward purposely so you have the energy to deal with this. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. Sometimes we need things to stay status quo. But I feel like whatever is going on in your work life, there will be expansion when some of this stuff is sort of on the back burner and work can come forward. I see expansion there, promotion, more money, more happiness. And I also, do you have a significant other?
Yes.
Okay. It feels to me like things there, if they're not good right now, I feel like they're going to improve. Okay? Does that make sense
yes.
to you? There is
yes.
a lot of
yes.
love there. There is a big connection with the person you're involved with. I want to tell you, I
yes.
said, if they can't say it right now, if there's some pain or hurt there, that person loves you, and it's very difficult for them to express it.
I know.
Okay, but there's so much love there for you, honey. You okay there? Are you still there, Mike?
What's going on?
Hi, Mike. Are you there? Hello?
I think we might have lost.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So,
are you there? Can you hear me? Guys?
I think
Hello?
He's gone, Jody.
Are you there? Can you
hear
me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear Ryan now.
Yeah,
can you
I hear you
Jody?
Guys.
Can you hear Jody?
Yep, I hear Jody. Heard
okay.
Lynn.
Yeah, all accounted for except Mike, who's kind of dropped out, I think, or something.
What did he
do we
hear?
Want
to... I hope he could hear me.
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't we pop Mike onto hold, see if we can get him back,
okay.
And we'll move on to, I think, 330. Should we move on to that one?
See if they're back yet.
Yeah, we can do a call screening back with Mike and just see if he comes back, okay? And we'll just move on to 330. Hi, 330. Are you with us? Hi. Okay. I think we got the boogeyman tonight. Okay.
Appears.
Well, got 330 open, but there's no one there. And, okay, well, I'm going to go back to Mike, see if, wait a minute. I think Mike has dropped off. Okay, we have some weird energy going on. And, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just bring, I'm going to put 330 back on hold, I guess. And we'll see how Laura's doing tonight.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
how
Laura.
Are you?
Good. How are you, hon?
Hi, Laura. I'm doing really
been
good.
I've watching
I'm
your videos.
The show.
You're just awesome. Keep going.
Thank you. Yeah, I really liked the show tonight about talking about the anger and stuff. That's really that was really good information, guys.
Weigh in. I'll give your take
on you're
anger if you like, Laura. What do you think about the subject?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't have, it's not really like an emotion that I really, I used to be like more angry than I am now. I don't really, it doesn't really come up as much anymore for me.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really know what to say about it.
Well, it doesn't grab you. And you work with the public all the time. So... You know, there's always going to be one or two that kind of give you that little dig. But I think when you get, you know, do that professionally, you get a kind of a strength to resist anger for that sort of situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. No matter what, like, I always will get negative comments and stuff on everything. So you grow a
sure. It's part of being online, yeah. Good Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way of the world. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've learned to understand that it's not really about me, it's about them. So that's kind of, I guess, how I deal with it now.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
This is Ryan. Hi. Not to be a Budinsky here, but, you know, and this is one lesson that you signed up for when you incarnated from the spirit world in this lifetime. Maybe you should write this down and as your mantra. What anybody thinks of me is none of my business.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good
you know,
one.
You and write that down on a piece of paper, and think about it and meditate on that because when someone comes to you, you're a sponge. Through no fault of your own, and that's not a bad thing, but it's about boundary control, and that's the subject of tonight's discussion of anger. It's about and how should I say it? You have to give yourself permission to be angry sometimes.
Yeah,
and you're a little bit of a softie on that because. you're a people pleaser.
Yeah.
that's what I'm picking up in your energy field right now. That's not and that's not a bad thing. I'm a people pleaser. It's not a bad quality. You know, Mother Teresa was the same thing. She's a master number 33 in numerology. I mean, she loved helping people, and she loved being a people pleaser. And you're in the same club. We're all in the same club. And what you need to do is this goes back to boundary control. Is just saying, you know what? It's Laura time. Okay, it's my time. It's my me time. And sometimes you have to learn, and I think we all do, I'm guilty of it too, you have to learn just not to care, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you haven't already read the book, check out James Von Prague, Ghosts Among Us. He gives a lot of tips and tools. I don't want to waste too much of your time here, but, as far as your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual planes, you get a lot of ringing in your ears, a lot of pitch to, so you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not making a log of it. You should be, because they're
yeah.
I think some of your guys are going to resign out of frustration of you not listening to them. They're like, come on, Laura.
Yeah, I think so.
They're tripping away at you. So take note of the time of day you hear them. You hear that noise in your ear, and
mm-hmm.
look it up and see what they have to say to you, because your pineal gland is exploding open.
Yeah.
And that's not news to you.
What
else is going on here with your energy field I'm picking up right now? Your fourth chakra is okay. I'm mostly picking up a connection between your sixth chakra and your little chronic. I don't know why I'm picking up some indigestion. Any diet
mm-hmm.
issues?
Yeah, trying to fix up my diet right now.
Stay away from wheat and wheat flour.
Yeah.
Your body is being integrated into the fifth dimensional frequency, your DNA is, and processed foods are no longer a fit for your body.
Yeah.
That I can tell you. Yep. You have to My good friend, I think it's Eric Medhus, is chiming in, although I can't tell you what he's saying to me aloud because he's talking like a drunken sailor. I can't say this on air. I have to keep it G-rated. GMO, everything coming from the earth, you have to know the source of your food, okay?
Yeah.
If you eat the Taco Bells and Burger Kings and McDonald's of the world, you're gonna put yourself in a hurt locker. So stay away from. yep. So that's basically what I'm getting, is that you need to anything that comes in a box, avoid it. Do a lot of your own cooking. Stay
mm-hmm.
as pure as possible with that aspect. So I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Like, if I didn't know that you were psychic, I would be, like, asking you, are you psychic? Because you literally picked up so much stuff.
It's just my spirit team coming through as I'm scanning your energy field. And the other thing that, what else are they saying to me? Hold on here. There's a previous caller on that had my fifth chakra all clamped up like a vice. Yours is not as bad as hers, but you need to Laura needs to be more. Hold on here. Mm. You're very honest person. You're very forthcoming. You're very upfront. It's just that when you okay, it's coming through now. Hold on here. When you come to people or you talk to people that you tend to butt heads with, you tend to clam up a little bit. And that's natural for you. That's natural for you. But guess what? If you need to work on not clamming up, and when you speak your truth, you're going to get their respect.
Yeah.
I hear that the word respect is coming through, and Laura, I'm gonna bet you a cup of coffee on this. Next time someone butts heads with you, and you don't like what they say, give it back to them, and they're like, oh, okay, all right. And they're not going to walk all over you, okay? They're going to say, she's got some kahunas down there. Okay, all right. I respect her for that. Does that make sense to you?
It does, because lately my self-esteem has took a huge hit, and instead of anger, which I've worked on that, and I haven't had feelings of anger for a really long time, like years. But then the opposite of that is just like I'm getting walked all over, like total doormat.
Call them out on it. Call them out. put your crap kickers on and call them out on it and say, hey, guess what, guys? Guess what, ladies? What you think of me is none of my business. It is what it is. So suck it up, Buttercup. And get tough, okay?
And it's really funny that you It's really funny that you mentioned Eric, because last night he actually came to me in my dream, and he was teaching me how to astral travel. So that's awesome.
Cool. Well, at least he didn't fart on you.
Is Eric known for farting on people when they connect with them like that?
I was walking through my apartment the other night thinking, I'm like, oh, come on. There's no one here. Where's that methane coming from? Come on.
Awesome.
Oh, dear.
So anyways, that's what I have for you, Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was spot on.
If I can just add to that, Laura, I got an image of the movie Tootsie when you and Ryan were talking about your lack of feeling anger. You remember that movie? It's a kind of an old one. And he's running a scene with the Terry Garr character, and he said, why aren't you getting angry? And she goes, well, I have a problem with anger. And he goes, yeah? Well, there's 200 actresses out there you're competing with who don't have a problem with anger. And it kind of points up, like, you know, you're in a world where you're going to be standing up to it anyway. You might as well find a cool way to deal. But I think you're going to be great. Like, you've got a lovely way with in your videos. You've got a nice energy, you know.
Thank you.
So, yeah. If they don't like them, well, if they don't like you, well, they're not meant to be around you. So,
yeah.
Sue and Jody, anything you're picking up you want to throw at Laura there?
No, I'm
well,
sorry.
I'm
I don't
hearing. Yeah. Oh,
what's
okay.
that?
Jody can go ahead and go if she's got something.
Well, I was just going to say I'm hearing the word discouragement. Are you feeling discouraged, Laura?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. It feels to me like you're worried about money and that you're also feeling like you're not making your way as fast with your makeup career as you'd like. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Where do you live right now?
I live in Connecticut.
Okay. I'm hearing L.A. Are you wanting to move out to L.A.?
I thought about the different cities I could move to, like, be more successful.
Okay. And, you know, the thing is it depends on what your goals are, how much money you want to make, and what you want to do, because I feel like you can have success right where you're at right now. Bridal parties, events, different kinds of things of that sort. But But it really depends on who you want to work with and how much you want to do with the gifts you have. Because we all know by seeing your videos that you are just awesomely talented and gifted with makeup. I wish I could blend an eyeshadow like you can. You know, and I think what I want to say is that you need to not give up, and you need to strike the word worry from your vocabulary. Worry is like praying for something to happen. And
yeah.
If you heard me say it to somebody a little bit earlier, Esther Hicks said in one of her videos, if you're going to worry about something, because the person's question was, I'm worrying about this. I don't know what to do to change the energy. And her answer was, expect the best and don't even think about the worst. Don't think about the situation at all. So if you're having money problems, then just don't even think about money. Just expel it from your mind, which is easier said than done. But, you know, you worry about it for the 2 seconds it takes to pay the bill. And then when you're done, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Right? And so you have to sort of fill your mind, your brain, with some things that are going to change the voice inside. The thing I'm hearing is, a vision board with some meditation. Okay, so 5 minutes a day of, and you can do this, anyone can do this, so I hope all of our readers or our listeners are listening with their active ears. I would recommend putting no more than 4 or 5 at the most things on a vision board. And you want to pick things that you really want to manifest in your life. For me, one was good health, another was a clutter-free home, and another was a six-figure business. If you put those three things up on a board in whatever visual way that it represents to you, for instance, being healthy. For me, I have an hourglass figure. I'm never going to be a skinny ballerina, so I would not put a ballerina up on that board. But I would put a woman who is healthy, fit, who has a figure, you know, a pretty figure, a cool figure.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is look at that picture and then close my eyes, and I literally set a timer for a minute to make sure I stayed there for a minute. And you put yourself into the mind frame of, I am in that body in this minute. Okay? So when you're living in that, you want to experience it. You want to know what it, you know, think about what it feels like to walk into the dress store and pick out whatever you want and have it look amazing on you. What it feels like to put on nice shoes, maybe not real high heels, but something that, you know, when you walk in it, it feels good because your weight is in a good weight. Knowing what it's like to walk and your knees feel good, your legs feel good, your clothes fit well. You walk in a room and people turn and notice you because you look good. Those kinds of things that feel really good. And it changes the way your brain works. There are neural pathways in our brain that control how we think. Okay, and so the way it was explained to me is that the way we think always takes the same path through our brain. And if that's a brain, if that path is one where we're not thinking properly or our thoughts are negative, we have to redirect the thought or the path by dropping a log across it. So the log is changing that thought to one of positivity. Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're going to train our brain to think differently with meditation. And the other way is affirmations. The best way to work with affirmations is to make a recording with your own voice. It sounds creepy and corny and kooky, but it works. Okay, so with that same situation, the words are, I eat healthfully. I feel good in my body. I am fit. I am healthy. I love my body. My body works well for me. All of the things that you want to feel. And if you're listening to that, put it on a loop and just listen to it through the day. Another way to do it is to take prayer beads and just go through the prayer beads and with each of them say something positive. Okay? Those things will change your brain so that you can get on a positive thought and lift it up and then raise your vibration with some happy things like music or doing something that feels good for you. Walking in the woods, anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can contact me for more information on that.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Ladies, any information from you all?
Guys, we've got to cut out really quick here. So if you guys don't mind, I'll just read everyone's info. So Ryan is reachable at www.healingsthroughspirit.com. Find Jody at connectedbyspirit.com. And you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And Sue is at that same one, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. No, slash Sue F. And I guess we're pretty much at the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And we'll see you next week.
Fantastic.